Early in 2011, the Colombian government started to put together the conceptual elements of a proposal on sustainable development goals and started to hold consultations with others. From the start, we wanted to signal a very high level of ambition for Rio Plus 20 and pointed to the SDGs as a means to develop a more focused agenda on sustainable development. In the course of the discussions very early on, we noticed that a growing number of countries and regional organizations were making reference to the need to have sustainable development objectives as a concrete result of Rio Plus 20. And so this made our life easier in the sense that it paved the way for the Colombian proposal that was later joined by Guatemala, Peru, and others to become one of the key results of the Rio Plus 20 meeting. As the concept of sustainable development goals gained increasing support, the potential role of the SDGs became clearer. We saw them as a tool to frame complex development challenges, generate renewed commitments to respond to those challenges, and identify practical measures for their effective implementation. Early on, the sponsors believed that it was possible to identify, at least in a preliminary way, an indicative list of subject areas for the preparation of the SDGs. But at the same time, it became evident that goals should focus on topics generally considered as politically mature. And this is important because many have criticized that climate change, for instance, was not directly included as a subject area. In our view, including climate change per se would have negatively affected the negotiations under the UNFCCC, and that was the last thing that we want to do. It was also felt that a preliminary identification of an indicative list of critical areas would accelerate the process of structuring substantive objectives for Rio Plus 20, whereas an open process to identify all SDGs would have been very long, very impractical, and we saw that there was a growing sense of urgency and the need for concrete action. In addition, it was clear that the SDGs must not be taken in isolation, but must be aligned with Agenda 21, the Rio principles, including the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities, and the Johannesburg plan of implementation. Looking at the sustainable development goals as a concept, we see that they constitute an integrated set of global objectives organized by topic with quantitative goals and deadlines and a set of indicators to be adopted at a national level aiming to build paths towards sustainable development while balancing the economic, social, and environmental dimensions and reflecting the interrelations between them. We need to remember that the eradication of poverty continues to be the ultimate goal of the SDGs. Many people have criticized the appearance of the emergence of the SDGs as to coming into contradiction with the Millennium Development Goals. The relationship between the two is indeed a crucial one, and it requires extensive and continued discussion, particularly as we build the post-2015 development agenda. The definition of the SDGs that were agreed in Rio as a concept supposes in our view, a clear commitment to strengthening the Millennium Development Goals and the primary mission of eradicating poverty. So we see them rather as reinforcing the development goals rather than taking away from them. But the process for defining the post-2015 framework will be crucial. And the existing processes and those for defining the post-2015 framework should be harmonized in order to ensure coherent and consistent results. Looking at what came out of RioPlus20 from our point of view as proponents of this initiative on the SDGs, we are encouraged by the fact that the outcome document, The Future We Want, does indeed recognize the importance and usefulness of developing a set of SDGs based on Agenda 21, the Johannesburg Plan of Implementation, and the Rio Principles, incorporating in a balanced way the three dimensions of sustainable development and their interrelations. Two, there is a transparent and inclusive intergovernmental process that was established to formulate the SDGs in the framework of the General Assembly, and there is an open working group that must be set up before the 67th period of the Assembly, made up of 30 representatives of the five regional groups in the UN for a balanced and equitable geographical representation, but ensuring the participation of relevant interested people, experts from civil society, scientific community, and the UN system. Third, there is there are three different lanes regarding the post-2015 framework and agenda. One is the Secretary General's high-level panel. The other one is the review process of the Millennium Development Goals and the process for developing the Sustainable Development Goals. These three, in our view, have to be have to work very closely in parallel and should complement one another. In our view, this is one of the most crucial elements. And four, regarding the means for implementation, which, as you know, is has always been the subject of very heated debate. There is an intergovernmental process that was launched in Rio Plus 20 in the framework of the General Assembly to assess financing requirements, taking into account consistency with existing frameworks and the creation of additional alternatives. A report will be prepared for 2014 to provide options regarding a funding strategy to facilitate resource mobilization. To conclude, we too believe that the glass is half full. We have the blueprints, we have the foundations, but it will still take a lot of courage, a lot of political will to get into the specifics of the areas, the indicators, etc., in order to truly have a comprehensive program on sustainable development.